Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Linda.
And joining us once again today is our resident psychologist and researcher and expert on all things psychological, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
Hello.
And, you know, Rich, we've been having these fireside chats of late where we've been talking a lot about anxiety, depression, all kinds of things that you've been very helpful on. And, you know, a listener wrote in to us and had a question. So I thought I would just direct this question to you and see what Steve had to say as well. So I'll read it to you.
Sure.
I admit I have a quick temper. It has never really caused problems for me all through high school and college. But now that I'm working, I find myself constantly on the brink of exploding. My boss seems to single me out for close supervision, which I resent, and I bite my tongue to keep from telling her off, but she still complains that I don't show her the proper respect. She doesn't understand that I don't like being bossed around. Other than my boss, I like my job, but I feel like I need an intervention before I blow my top. Well, what can I do? And that was a listener.
Okie doke. So, well, let's start off with the first thing that, one of the first things he or she said there, which is, I don't think it's been a problem before this.
Right.
And actually, well, there's a lot of times when we are doing something that we don't think is a problem, but other people know is a problem. And she may be really coming to recognize that now, for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's actually a step forward. Because now the question is, can we get the person to think, well, is there something I'm doing? Am I interested in paying attention to what I might be doing?
Yeah, that really strikes me as a real common problem, I think, that we all have at times where, especially when we find ourselves repeatedly blaming somebody else.
Yes.
You know, this person might say, well, I had this one roommate in college who was a jerk, and then I had this next roommate in college who was a jerk,
another
and then
jerk.
I had this teacher who was a jerk.
There's a theme there,
and
but it doesn't sound like...
there's a point at which, you know, hello, look in the mirror, you know, if you're having these constant kind of issues. So, you know, I agree with you totally that this looks like at least a big turning point, maybe, that there's a recognition that
the possibility exists here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it sounds to me like what you're really saying, though, what I hear is that most of us go through life and we don't have a lot of self-awareness.
Well, and we're blind in certain spots. Okay. There are certain things we're doing that we're unaware of that come from our own family background.
Sure.
And we adapted and they're sort of unconscious to us.
Right.
And then we see the world as having the problem. So we call in psychology projection. We project the problem onto the world. And we're big on, as Steve was saying, on blaming and complaining other people who do that thing. The problem is what we call that outrage, right? We're taking the frustration we feel with the world when it isn't the way we want it, and we're discharging that into the world, blaming, targeting people, arguing with people, throwing stuff, breaking stuff, etc. The essential shift here is from blaming and targeting the outside to thinking, maybe there's something that I'm doing that I might change.
And you think our listener's at that stage, possibly?
Well, he or she is still into saying, this is the boss's problem. But the first question is, can you get yourself to pay attention and ask yourself that essential question? Is there maybe something that I'm doing? If I look in the mirror, as Steve said, is it possible that I'm doing something that's contributing to this problem? You know, and then getting to know, oh, well, actually, yeah, I see it happened with my roommate before. I never thought about that.
Right.
And, you know, come to think of it, my wife says, oh, yeah, you blow your top all the time.
Yeah.
But first you got to get some honest feedback from people. Especially if you're an outrager and you yell and scream, people are going to be hesitant to really let you know the truth, right? They're going to think you're going to yell and scream at them.
I think that's a lot of the problem, though, in that kind of behavior. People really don't want confrontation, and they kind of back away from it, so you don't really get the feedback you need.
One of the questions is how to do that. How can you get some feedback? And there, if you have a trusted friend, you can, or your spouse who you feel like you're comfortable with asking, or your minister or rabbi or imam or whoever, you know, or a therapist, you know, you can go to a therapist, and you can then get some feedback from that person. You can say, you know, I've been noticing this happens to me, or like this person is curious enough to send the question into us.
Right.
But also saying that he or she says they want an intervention.
Yeah.
So they're looking for some help in terms of their anger.
Yes.
I mean, they just don't know what to do with it.
It's if you're thinking it's the intervention may be, I want my boss to change.
I got it.
Mm. Right? Mm. That's typically what it is. Like a lot of times people come in for couples work with me, or they're partners in a business, and they come in because they're intractably locked into a conflict.
Right.
And usually, 99.99% of the time, the person thinks it's the other person's fault.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's
not my fault. I ain't doing anything here. Yeah. It's a problem.
I think I once heard, and I thought it was great advice, no matter what the situation is that you're in, if you have a conflict or you have a problem in a situation, regardless of how much you're convinced that it's the other person's
yes.
fault, it's worth it to say, is there something I can do to make this better?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you have very little control over them. You might
almost
be able
none.
To right, right.
Yeah.
So at least you can think about what you could do to change this situation. So for this person, that's you know, it seems like they're on that road to starting to at least say, what can I do? Even if I think it's my boss's fault.
Yeah.
I'm losing my temper, so what can I do? So that seems to be a big key.
And what you could do is if you get curious and you start to pay attention to what you do, is you could pay attention to the kind of thoughts you have that trigger you to go into the outrage, to lose your temper and start yelling and screaming. And the other thing you can do is start to pay attention to the cost. You can pay attention to every, even if it's my boss's fault. If I lose my temper at my boss and I yell and scream, what's the cost to me? Well, you might get fired.
Yeah.
Right? Or you might lose the, you know, you might get demoted, or
right.
Or your boss might tighten the screws on you and give you extra supervision because they don't trust that you're going to do, you know, like this person seems to be getting, right? So you, if you can get curious, hey, is this action from my boss a result of my behavior? And what might I be doing? What am I thinking? What am I doing? And is there something I might change that could lead to some kind of change in the relationship?
That sounds great. Obviously, awareness is first, feedback helps, and then the willingness to take responsibility to make some changes.
Have some curiosity and some willingness.
Fabulous. So if you, any listeners out there, have any more questions or life questions for Dr. Rich or for any of us, you can write to us at healthlinkonair@upstate.edu. That's HLOA@upstate.edu, or find us on Facebook at Upstate Medical University.